time now for our community connection. And I've got Donna and Tori here, and we're talking about the SBA public affairs, all kinds of stuff going on. You guys are, you have a lot going on, don't you?
There is a lot going on, Murphy.
Here, hop right up to that mic there.
All right. So I'm Donna Greiner, Stevens County Emergency Management Director. I'm also Big Stone County Emergency Management Director, so representing both counties today. And we also have Tori here.
Hi, I'm Tori Marion. I'm a public affairs specialist with the Small Business Administration.
So we'll share a little bit of information today, Murphy, about what's been happening in Stevens County and our surrounding counties, and what we have to offer for those who have been struggling with the flooding and the situation that we've been going through this summer. It all started with our first declaration on June 2nd. The county board declared a state of emergency, and that was the wind, hail, and heavy rain event that mostly affected our power lines down by the highway department in Stevens County. Highway department roof was blown off, different things like that. And then we moved into, and it rained and rained and rained, and moved into July 27th and 28th, where we had more rain, hail, and wind. And we had over, I think it was between 6.5 to 8.25 inches of rain within those 2 days.
That was wild. I remember that.
It was
awful.
Yeah, it was just, and it's unbelievable, the rain that we've had this summer. After that, the county board, the commissioners, declared a state of emergency for Stevens County, and that does include all of the cities within the county, and that was on July 28th. And then we moved into recovery right after that. We activated the Emergency Operations Center at the county level, which does cover all of the cities and townships within the county. We offered Red Cross and Salvation Army cleanup kits, and whatever other services we could, we started tracking. We have a survey link, which is called Survey 123, and through that link we had individuals self-report damages and other information that they felt may be helpful. That link is on the county website, so the Stevens County official website. So as of today, through all of our assessments and everything, our public infrastructure, which are our roads, so county, cities, and township roads, culverts, things like that, were over the $1.8 million in damages. Excuse me. On September 11th, we made a request through the state, through Homeland Security, through the state level, to come out and do an assessment at the local level. So we had SBA, Small Business Administration, Homeland Security from the state level, our county assessor, and myself. We went out and did an assessment of properties that were damaged. So this is private infrastructure, so homes, businesses, nonprofits. And we did check out about 60 properties, and we found that there were about 34 who had major damage. And by reaching that number, we did then qualify to request to have SBA or other services come in. So thank you to all of those individuals who allowed us to go into their basements to check out the damage, to visit with them. That was very helpful.